Hi there, it's Kevin Jordan, host of the Small Business Marketing Minute podcast, and today I have a very important message about the podcast. If you are currently subscribed to the video version of the podcast, after May 1st, you will need to unsubscribe and then resubscribe to the podcast if you want to continue to automatically get new episodes as they're published. So I have a full explanation of why this is the case and the reason behind it, and also a few cautionary tales for those of you who might be thinking about starting podcasts so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. But if you understand the message and you know exactly what it means, feel free to stop listening to this. This is not a full episode. This is just the only way that I can get out this information to my podcast subscribers is actually by releasing this on the podcast. So once again, if you are currently subscribed to the video version of the podcast, after May 1st, 2017, you'll need to unsubscribe and then resubscribe if you want to continue to get new episodes as they are published. So here's the backstory. Way back when I started the podcast a couple of years ago, I started it as a video podcast, and I really didn't have any idea how successful it would become. I didn't really know what the heck I was doing when it came to podcasting, and one of the tools I was using for a number of other things at that time also offered podcast hosting as kind of an add-on service. And so I just, since I was already paying for the tool, I just went ahead and hosted my podcast there. The tool at the time, it was called Instant Customer. It's now called TPNI Engage. They were bought by another company. And long story short, their podcast hosting service basically sucks. There's a lot of things wrong with it. And I have had problems with it pretty much, almost since the start a couple of years ago. But I also very quickly got a large number of podcast subscribers, and therein lies the problem. Because, and this is a very, very important for anyone considering starting a podcast, iTunes and most other podcast distribution services don't currently have a mechanism for you to change your podcast host without losing all of your subscribers. So let me say that again. If you have a podcast that is being distributed by iTunes or Google Play on Android devices, or through all the other mechanisms that people can use to subscribe to podcasts, you cannot change your podcast hosting provider without losing all your podcast subscribers, unless your current podcast hosting provider cooperates in that process. Without getting into a lot of technical details, basically, your current podcast host would need to create a 301 redirect to your new podcast feed. Some of the podcast hosting services like Libsyn, which is by far the most popular service, they actually will do that. They'll actually help you change podcast hosts. The one that I had for my video podcast, Instant Customer, now TPNI Engage, they do not do that. They will not cooperate with you if you'd like to change podcast hosts. So, lesson learned, mistake made. But the reason I've stuck with the service as long as I have is because I did get a large number of subscribers to the video podcast, and I didn't want to lose those subscribers. It's gotten to the point where their service has deteriorated, where it's really not even worth it, and I'm willing to take the risk of losing some subscribers just so I don't have to deal with their issues anymore and their poor support. So shortly after I started the video podcast, once I realized that this problem was going to exist, I went ahead and started a audio-only version of the podcast hosted at Libsyn, just to kind of hedge my bets and have a backup plan in case something fell through with the other hosting service. So that still exists, and if you are currently subscribed to the audio version of the podcast, which you can know if you go in and take a look at the title of the podcast. It will say audio in parentheses at the end of the title. You don't have to do anything. You'll continue to get new episodes after May 1st. You'll still be subscribed. You don't have to do anything. It's only the folks who are subscribed to the video version of the podcast that will need to unsubscribe and resubscribe. Now, on May 6th, 2017, so first weekend in May, I will be publishing a new episode of the podcast. It'll be, I believe, episode 205. This content that I'm releasing right now is an unnumbered episode. So that's basically how you'll be able to know if you are still subscribed. If you get that episode on May 6th when it's released, you're good to go. You don't need to do anything. If you don't get that episode automatically delivered to you, it means that you need to go in and unsubscribe and resubscribe and just kind of double check your subscription to the show to make sure that you're still getting new episodes. So and it will vary depending on what service you use, whether you use iTunes or a different service to get the podcast, exactly how you go in and unsubscribe and resubscribe. But chances are you know how to do that since you managed to subscribe to the podcast in the first place. So that's really all I have for you today is I just wanted to get that message out there. Going forward after May 1st, I will release the same content to all versions of the podcast. So I'm going to mix it up with some video content and some audio content. Not every episode will be a video podcast, but whenever it adds value to have a video, I will use a video. But regardless of which version of the podcast you're subscribed to, you'll all get the same content. There won't be a video and audio version anymore. And everything will be hosted at Libsyn. Not that it matters to anybody listening to podcasts, but that is, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, that is who I recommend to use as your hosting provider is Libsyn. So thanks for bearing with me on this. I hope you do all decide to go ahead and stick with the podcast and continue your subscription. I apologize for the hassle, but like I said, it's the only way to do this right now. So we'll see you on May 6th when we publish that next episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email if you need assistance exactly and how to make sure you're still subscribed to the show. Thanks and have a great day.